Teal Swan with Fuck the Law of Attraction.
Hello there. The law governing this universe is the law of attraction. Essentially, it means that like a magnet, like attracts like. It's a bit like gravity. Now, this particular construct of law of attraction was designed by the universe to be a learning hologram. I often call the law of attraction the law of mirroring, because that's how it functions. Source consciousness projects itself forward into this dimension, and whatever is internal to that projection is reflected externally just like a projector screen. The idea behind this was that by virtue of looking at an external reflection of the vibration that is internal, we would come to more awareness. We would give rise to more desire, which would progress our consciousness further, and it would help Source integrate its own unconscious. In a law of attraction-based universe, you can only interact with things that are a vibrational match to you. For your elementary understanding, let's just put it this way. If you're somebody who has low self-esteem, you can't be a match to anything that causes high self-esteem. Instead, in your life, all that's reflected to you are circumstances, people, places, and events that are a perfect vibrational match to low self-esteem. The idea, of course, was that by virtue of looking at those things in your external reality that vibrate at the frequency of low self-esteem, it would cause you to desire high self-esteem, and then you would go in the direction of the high self-esteem. It would cause your expansion in that way. Having experienced the law of attraction almost fully, and becoming conscious of the law of attraction, what's happening now in the universe is an interesting thing. We are desiring a new law that a new time-space reality will be based off of. For this time-space reality that we live in to be governed according to the law of attraction, there had to have been previous laws that gave rise to the idea of this one. We are in the process, by virtue of our experiences with the law of attraction, of creating a brand new time-space reality within the universe where it is not governed by the law of attraction. So why is this the case? Why are we desiring a new law for a new time-space reality? Because those of us who are aware of the law of attraction are starting to experience the contrast involved with that specific law. And those of us who experience the contrast of law of attraction have one sentiment: fuck the law of attraction. There are multiple reasons that I could give you today for why the law of attraction sucks. But the primary example is the following. Let's say, as a young girl, you choose to come down into a life path where you get abused. You now vibrate at the frequency of trauma. So instead of healing or being a match to things like that, what are you really a match to? You're a match to more trauma. So even though you might be the person who needs love and tenderness the most, sorry, you're going to be a match to more trauma, and more trauma, and more trauma, and more trauma. Even though this is fair from law of attraction standpoint, because all it's doing, the universe, is impartially reflecting to you what's already present within you, in the hopes that that will cause your expansion. However, I have never in my life seen a universal law create more of a downward spiral than the law of attraction. Because why? You're in pain, so you're a vibrational match to things that vibrate at the frequency of pain, which causes you more pain, intensifies the vibration, which makes you a match to more things that cause pain, which makes you more in pain. Shall I keep going? Okay, so like I said before, there are a lot of reasons I could give for why law of attraction sucks, but the number one reason the law of attraction sucks from my perspective is that within the community of people who are aware of the law of attraction, it has created its own special little nightmare. Regardless of the fact that the law of attraction is a reality, our awareness of it and then serious lack of understanding about its complexity makes for a social atmosphere in the spiritual community that is enough to cause someone to run for the hills screaming. For example, when people become aware of the law of attraction but they haven't gone deep enough into the concept of the law of attraction, they use it as an excuse to bypass. Spiritual bypassing is pretty much the most obnoxious thing on the face of the earth. And it hurts people. End of story. To understand this dynamic, you can watch my video on YouTube titled Spiritual Bypassing. But the thing that bothers me the most, which is the thing I'm going to attack in this Ask Teal episode, is the blame assumption. This is an aspect of people becoming aware of law of attraction which creates a social atmosphere of complete hell. What is the blame assumption? It's the assumption that because, if you understand law of attraction, you understand that you have a hand in creating your reality, if you create something that doesn't feel good, it's your fault. It's the assumption that because the world functions like a mirror, if anything unwanted is happening to somebody, it must be because something about them is not healed or is out of alignment. Just look at the pressure inherent in this belief that if we're doing everything right relative to our thoughts and emotions, the only thing we will ever experience in our lives is sunshine, gumdrops, and roses. If we attract anything less than that, we're doing something wrong. Just look at the blaming and shaming that occurs in the law of attraction community when somebody says, "Oh my gosh, I just got cancer." Everyone instantly turns to them and goes, "Oh my gosh, what did you do to create that?" Yes, the law of attraction is an absolute reality. But turning to somebody and acting as if it's their fault for manifesting something that's negative does absolutely no good whatsoever. It's just spiritually justified abuse. More than that, it comes from a seriously elementary understanding of how the law of attraction really works. So allow me to set the record straight. In conjunction with your path towards awareness, it's a good idea to consider that if something external in your reality is unwanted and is there, that it's a match to something inside you that potentially unhealed, a deep wound. It's a good idea because it puts the power back in your hands. You become a conscious creator. But make no mistake, it's not always the full picture. This is especially true when you find yourself in situations where you use every tool you can possibly think of that any spiritual teacher has ever given you to get yourself out of a situation. And yet it gets worse. Meaning you do all the healing you can possibly think of to do, you do all the shadow work, you do all the processing, you do all the positive focus, and yet, you're still a mesh of the experience. You can be sure that there's something else happening. If you keep doing everything to improve a circumstance in your life, and it doesn't get better, and it doesn't go away, and may in fact get worse, this may make you spiral. At this point, if you're a law of attraction person, you go into this personal torture chamber of, what the hell am I doing wrong? If I was doing something right, or if I was completely healed, this wouldn't be happening. It's at this point you need to hold up a mental stop sign for yourself and get something very seriously. When we are aware of the law of attraction, we tell ourselves the story that if we're using our minds and emotions correctly, keyword, anything unwanted shouldn't be happening. And if it's happening, there is something inside us that needs to be changed or healed right away. And that if we heal it, the unwanted circumstance will immediately change or go away. We resist what is happening if we judge it as an unwanted experience. It is that resistance to the circumstance that is causing us to suffer. What we do not get is the law of attraction is more complex than that. When you come into this time-space reality, you become two points of perspective. You are essentially this thing which you could call your eternal self, your soul perspective, or your higher self, projected into a physical dimension that becomes a temporal self. You are two points of perspective. By coming into this life, this larger aspect of you, the eternal self, does not disappear. It does not solely become this point of attraction. But here's the thing. These two perspectives are still both subject to the law of attraction. The law of attraction is responding to both. And you will experience things in your life that are a reflection of both points of attraction. These two points of perspective are always in communication with one another. As you go through your day-to-day life from your temporal perspective, you are essentially feeding information back to the eternal perspective about what it is that you want. And because of the purity of this point of attraction, this vibration, your higher self is attracting anything that's a match to that desire to you. The temporal self then gets to resist it or allow it. But it doesn't really matter for the sake of this video, because it's about you understanding that you will attract things into your reality that are a match to what you have desired. Now here's the issue. From your higher self perspective, you don't have the same attitude towards what you need and want as your temporal self does. The temporal self may say, you know what, I want love more than anything in the universe. And from higher self perspective, the perfect way to achieve that is to allow you to become completely aware of what love isn't, so you can become completely aware of what love is, so you can go in the direction of that. And so what does it do? It attracts an experience into your life that feels anything but loving. In other words, the circumstances that our higher self is attracting in perfect alignment with what we desire, because its perspective is so different, can be a situation that our temporal self judges as bad or a mistake manifestation. We have a hard time understanding this in our adult life. We can't understand how, when we are in alignment, we might attract something that's unpleasant or that our temporal self judges as unwanted, but it could very well be exactly what we want. But we understand this as it applies to coming into this life. When your higher self perspective decides that it's going to come into life in the first place, and it sets forth an intention, something like, I want to understand freedom, your higher self perspective is going to vibrate at a frequency of imprisonment so as to achieve the goal of understanding freedom. So that's pretty easy for us to understand. We see that many beings who become enlightened come into very difficult childhood experiences. So are you going to turn to that person and say, you know what? You manifested all of that crap in your youth for a really bad reason. It was because you were out of alignment. No, there was something else at play. The higher self became a point of attraction for that experience which we could judge as negative, because it was going to be the venue through which the desire was going to be fulfilled. If you're part of the Law of Attraction community, nobody is exempt from this type of self-abuse. To tell yourself that no matter what, if you have anything that is unwanted or uncomfortable in your life, you're doing something wrong with your vibration. So I'll tell you a personal story to highlight exactly what I mean. A while back, I became a match to a really contentious court situation. Of course, what did I do as a Law of Attraction person? I immediately went to the place of, oh crap, there must be something unhealed within me, there must be some shadow that's manifesting externally as this thing, and I have to purify that, or else, you know, this is going to just get worse and worse. So notice what I've already done. I've already judged that the circumstance that has popped up in my external reality is something that shouldn't be happening, and that if I was completely healed and feeling completely good and totally in alignment and had a handle on my own vibration, it wouldn't have occurred. That's resistance right there. So, being a good Law of Attraction practitioner, what did I do? I went to work on my internal self. I found every single point of attraction within me that I could possibly find that could reflect externally as this court case. I went through this thing where I healed every aspect of it. And what did I find again and again? When I would heal an aspect, I would get more embroiled in the court situation. When I'd heal another aspect, the court case would get worse. So I basically did what most people do, went into a shame spiral. What the hell is wrong with me if I can't get a handle on my vibration enough to not be a match to this crap? Then I had a breakthrough. As a result of doing all of the healing that I was doing, suddenly there was a break in the court case. I suddenly saw, oh my gosh, this court case is about an entirely different thing than I thought it was about. And now that I see what it's really about, I'm actually excited to be in it, because being in it is in alignment with the purpose that I've chosen for this life. And suddenly it was like I could see the divine orchestration. I was not supposed to manifest my way out of this court situation. I was supposed to be squarely in it. And that was all it took to release my resistance and to understand something very, very serious. It's that my temporal self may have been a match to that. Yeah, I did a lot of healing as a result of it, but guess what? That was a manifestation. That was a perfect vibrational match to my eternal aspect, that knew that exactly the thing that I needed to stand up and defend myself, to be in alignment with my purpose, was going to be realized and actualized through the experience of that court case, not through the getting rid of it. The court case was a perfect match to my actual desires. I just couldn't see it because I spent the majority of my time thinking, you know what, if I was doing everything right, this shouldn't be happening. I just couldn't see from my temporal perspective because I had decided how my life should look. And let me tell you what, a court case didn't fit into it. The court case fit into the category of unwanted. What if not good is a judgment that is false? What if the very things you've been asking for, and the very things you've been oriented towards and working for with your law of attraction type of tools, was contained in a package of what is unwanted? What if it was the diamond in the rough? What if from your temporal perspective something is bad, where from your higher self perspective something is very, very good? Perhaps if you're experiencing something unwanted, nothing has gone wrong. You are simply resisting it and trying to make it go away because you just can't see how it is right and in alignment yet. So until we find ourselves in a new time-space reality that functions according to a different law, we live in this universe that is based on the Law of Attraction. But don't believe that the Law of Attraction is as simple as your mind would love to make it out to be. Even though it's simple, it's not that simple. What's happening? It's supposed to happen. How do you know? Because it's happening. So right now in your life, what I'd like you to do is to think about how you could jump on board with what's happening, as opposed to resist it and continue to tell yourself that it shouldn't be happening. Have a good week.
That was Teal Swan with Fuck the Law of Attraction on the Mystic Broadcast Network.